Dancing in the Streets. 98.1 KZE Summer's here. Time is right. And to enjoy the summer, well, you got to be in it, really. And joining us now on the telephone is just as refreshing as a glass of iced tea in the summertime is our friend Caroline Phipps. Good morning, Caroline.
Well, good morning, Rick. I've never been compared to a glass of iced tea before.
It feels refreshing.
Very glamorous.
Refreshing glass.
Wow, how delicious.
Yeah. So, you are here with us. We are chatting today about showing up and being present. What's on your mind, Caroline?
Well, I think that I was inspired by this topic of conversation because I was having dinner with a few people the other evening, all of whom are very successful in their own way. Mm. And I was asking them, what made the difference for you? You know, how did you get to where you wanted to go or get into the right place to then start to progress to what you were dreaming about, what you wanted to pursue? Mm. And all three of them had really great stories about saying yes to something that wasn't necessarily a good fit, didn't seem like necessarily the right thing at the right time. Perhaps it didn't fit with their, you know, educational achievements and what they'd been doing. But there was something about it. It was a place where saying yes would put you into the right place for something really great to happen. And they all shared this same kind of idea. And I realized that in my life, when I was interested in working in film, I had ended up sort of trudging around the streets of London, popping in and out of production companies. And one day I went into one, and the phones were ringing off the hook. And the receptionist, you know, back in the day, in the 90s, we had people who actually answered phones and put calls through to the production offices in the back. And the phones were just ringing. And, you know, everybody was rushing around in a complete panic. And I said, oh, I'll answer the phone. And anyway, I answered the phone for a week, not very well. I got in a muddle with the switchboard, and I'm sure for a while all of the calls were getting muddled. But, you know, after a few days, I kind of got the hang of it. And then, you know, a very big production company rang on that Friday and said, do you have anybody really good who can come and help us over here? And all of a sudden, I was in a different spot, you know, working at the Ridley Scott Film Company. And all because I'd sort of said, oh, I'll answer the phone, because people love to, and we all feel this, people love to have people in their lives who fully show up, are really present, and bring solutions with them and not just problems. You know, it's a monumental relief when somebody shows up and says, you know, I've spotted something going on over here, but this is what I can do, we can do to sort it out. And, you know, the relief is palpable. So the idea of showing up when perhaps, you know, you weren't being offered some fantastic job, you weren't being discovered to do something, but you make sure that you get into the environment and around the people who are going to be a conduit to something else. So I think one thing I'm probably saying is that, you know, being in the right environment and you know, running errands and making coffee for a bit, it may not get you somewhere. But on the other hand, it really might, you know, when somebody says, hey, you know, can you pick up that camera over there? Can you use that, you know, machine over here? Or whatever it might be.
So
that sort of idea of,
like,
you know,
saying,
showing up and taking what it is really seriously, as if, you know, you bring your A game to it, no matter what it is.
Yeah. And as you say, even if the situation is beneath you, say yes. Give it a whirl and bring your A game.
Because you can always say, well, I've done this for a little while. It doesn't appear to be going to progress to anything else. But you've had that experience and you know a little bit more about what happens in that environment than you did before. So it's helpful. It's helpful no matter what. It's helpful to get clarity. It's helpful to connect with the right folks in the right environment, and it can just be that thing that you need. Because I see a lot of people today, and I wonder if this is because, you know, we're so connected with the internet and electronically that I feel as if we're always seeing extremely together, incredibly talented, often glamorous people who make life look effortless. It looks as if they've just, by chance, you know, ended up walking the red carpet in Paris or whatever it is. But nobody has seen how much work has gone into getting to that place.
True.
And one of the other things that always strikes me is that whenever I watch the Olympics, the athletics, or the World Championship, you see all these people on the track, and they show up, and they're just, you know, the fittest, most amazing, extraordinary athletes, and then they run these amazing times, and it's all extraordinary, and you think, how many mornings have these people had to, you know, hurl themselves out of bed at the same time as you, Rick?
And they run.
To get to the track.
Yes, I virtually call my thing up and running, but they do it.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I'm sure you must have had experiences in your life where, you know, it's kind of hard to come out of school and college and say, well, I'm going to be a successful DJ. You know, people are going to look at that and say, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to be a philosopher. So as a philosophy major, what do you do in this world? Write a book, teach a class, or be a DJ? There you go. I chose none of the above.
Well, that's just perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I get to talk. I get to talk to interesting folks like you and a whole bunch of musicians. And, well, that's what I try to do each and every day. Bring my A game, show up, and get ready to have the most exciting day musically with guests. Enlightenment through words and music, and it all is what Up and Running is all about. I don't get on the starting block and run in the mornings, which I probably should, but I don't. And here is where I am up and running, which gets a whole lot of other people up and running. So whether I'm at a starting block or just here behind the mic, people are moving. Because I'm here. And that's a good thing.
Well, I think it's a very good thing. And it sort of brings us to that point of when we bring our A game, and are fully present and aware that that's what we're doing. And I know how disciplined you are about preparing your music and preparing the playlists. I know how important that is to you. I know that you go the extra mile for all of those things, and you have that very strong discipline and resolution to do that, and that you're consciously preparing and collaborating, because that helps you, it helps everybody at WKZE, and then everybody at WKZE goes out to help the community. Mm. And then now we're streaming all over the world.
Yes.
I mean, I know that you have fans of the Up and Running Morning Show in Russia.
Mm, no kidding.
So, you know, it's a wonderful thing when we do that. And I see so many people just thinking, well, this isn't what I really want to do. And, you know, I'm going to skate over the surface and just wing it and not be fully present, and it doesn't really matter. Well, at the end of, end of the day, it all matters. Mm-hmm. And even if we just bring it down to ourselves and our sense of self, you kind of let yourself down when you don't prepare, when you're not aware, when you're not doing the best that you can, because, you know, nobody is going to think then that you're going to be able to do a more different, maybe, and complicated job or a relationship if you don't get the basics really sort of down and under control.
It's true. Well, one of my inspirations is the great legendary Jackie Robinson. And not only,
I'm sure that's a story.
Yeah, not only did he show up every day, he brought his A game with him every single time he played a game. And as he was in the major leagues, he knew that if he didn't bring his best every single day, that some younger kid would come and take his place. And he never wanted to lose that. So he'd come every day and try to just outpace every other player and would get up and do the best he could so nobody could take his place.
Yeah, and there we are, you know, in all the record books.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it that you played Martha Reeves and the Vandellas dancing in the streets to come in with, because Martha Reeves has a phenomenal showing up story in the early days of Motown.
Hmm.
She was sitting there longing for an audition. You know, she was already a very accomplished singer, but she wasn't getting the big break. You know, she was singing locally, and she was longing to get the break and to be heard. And she was waiting and waiting and waiting one afternoon in the Motown office for an audition, at least get the chance to sing for somebody. And a similar thing to Respecting the Proportions that happened to me, the phones were ringing off the hook. And she had great administrative skills. You know, she was a highly educated young woman, and so she started answering the phone, and not only was she answering the phone, but she was kind of like ordering the calls and putting in the messages and working them out in order of importance. So after 4 hours she'd been doing this just from her own initiative, and initiative is another huge part of this puzzle. And then when one of the guys came out, she said, oh, you know, this is from this afternoon. And he sort of looked at her work and he was like, do you want a job? And she said, yes, because she knew that that was the place to be at that time. And then not long afterwards, they needed a singer in a session, and she said, I'll do that. Stepped up to the microphone, and There we are. Over a dozen hit singles and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. And where would we be without Martha Reeves and Jimmy Mack?
I know, right?
Well, Caroline, that's a great story. And I know for a fact that you are one of those individuals that does show up and brings their A game wherever you go. You know that when Caroline Phipps comes, she's fully present. She brings her A game. She's prepared and she's ready. And that's what I admire about you, Caroline, all the time.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, for those kind words. And I also think that it's not just as well when we're pursuing our dream career. I think it also matters when, you know, we have hobbies that we're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
But it also matters in our relationships too.
Mm.
Being, you know, showing up for people and being fully present. And you know this, I think, probably as well as anybody else. Being a dad or being a mom, being fully present with children and family is the magic. It's the thing that people remember.
It's true. Yeah, without a doubt. I always remember, like, my dad would travel from Long Island into Brooklyn to go to work, get back home on the train, come back to the house, and there I'd be, 8, 9 years old, Little League. Come on, Dad, let's have a catch. I've been waiting all day. You're finally home, Regardless of how now, I understand how he felt after commuting a couple hours back and forth and working all day to come home. He probably just wanted to kick back, take his shoes off and relax and eat dinner. But he would immediately grab his glove, go in the backyard and let me throw the ball as hard as I could to work on my pitching. And
that
showed
is a
up
wonderful
every
story.
Time.
That's a wonderful story and a wonderful memory of a great man.
Mm, indeed. Indeed.
I think this whole idea of setting these intentions to bring our best aligns us with very powerful forces in this universe. You know, people often say, well, it was so strange. I bumped into so-and-so, or out of the blue, I had a call.
Yeah.
The ideas of synchronicity and coincidence, when we bring our A game and we're committed and we're prepared, you know, opportunity and the universe has a chance to download for us,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise we're just scattered. And
yeah.
I think many opportunities pass folk by just for these very reasons of not being fully present and showing up.
Mm. Yes, indeed. So that is, you know, totally the key is being present and bringing your A game and being ready for anything. Like, again, being a dad at the end of a long, hard day, working one job, doing extra work after that job, and then coming home and hanging out. And do I want to play hide and seek? Maybe not. But if somebody else does, really? I love playing hide and seek. I'm in. I'm all in. Folding myself up into closets before you know it.
So it's the difference, I think. I don't imagine there is a truly successful person out there, whether it, you know, it's in their families, their relationships, their work, their hobbies, their hopes, their dreams, or all of the above, who doesn't do this, who doesn't bring themselves fully to the process.
Mm-hmm.
And today it feels just so effortlessly easy to be able to do these marvelous things because people who are successful in all these different fields, they just make the hard look easy. And it never is. We never, you know, we're never so aware of the discipline it takes, of the dedication, the commitment, the presence it takes. Mm. So it's just a little reminder, I think, today of showing up. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Mm. Very well said. Caroline, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. And I hope that folks listening are getting something out of this and enjoy hearing you as well. And folks, you can get in touch with Caroline yourself directly, caroline@carolinephipps.com. And every month she chooses one email that comes in and gives a free consultation. Caroline, tell them more.
Yes, please email me, caroline@carolinephipps.com. I love hearing from people and understanding and knowing a little bit more about their experiences. And also that helps me to, you know, tap into what I feel is needed for us all right now. You know, these are complicated times. So hearing from people and knowing what's happening with them is a big part of that puzzle.
Mm. And as Alan Watts, our great philosopher, has said, everything that we do and every person and everything is connected, kind of like the rings on the Olympic flag. All the colors, all the countries are represented, and they're all intertwined. All the circles interlock. So sooner or later, we're going to fall into each other's orbit. So you might as well make it great for your next experience. And Caroline, I can't wait till next month when you check in with us again here on the Up and Running Morning Show.
Thank you so much, Rick, and thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. And until next month, all the best to you and your world.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll check in next month. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Caroline Phipps again, caroline@carolinephipps.com for more information. We'll be right back with more musical diversity right after these important messages.
This is Dr. Jeff Villiomo.
And Dr. Maureen Villiomo. And I'd like to tell you about a new service.